I'm tired, I'm worn, my heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes, I've let my hope fail, my soul feels crushed by the weight of this world.
Rise, my soul will rest. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters, wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith would be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. My faith would be made stronger in
Hello, everybody. You're listening to The Hope Show with Beverly. Today, I guess you got me, old crazy hair Shaziz. I'm going to try to, you know, do a good show for her. She had to go help her mom out, and, you know, we do that. We go take care of our families and such, and so I'm filling in for Beverly today. I hope you enjoy the show. You know, Jesus had the wisdom to simplify the profound spiritual truths he needed to share with humanity in the form of a relatable story of relatable stories that are easy to understand. A parable is a tale about simple, common subject to illustrate a deeper value, moral lesson. The source definition of the word parable means a placement side by side for the purpose of comparison. Now, I will post a link to this website that I'm reading from. I really like this particular website because it, you know, gives you a lot of good information about, you know, some of the things that Jesus said, you know, back in the day. And it's really nice that we can all come here together and share our faith and you know, have that fellowship. You don't always need a fancy building. Sometimes it's just a good caring voice from the other side, you know, delivering a good message from God and such, that I think is probably the best go. Anyway, Beverly, she always does a really good show for people. She works really hard. She's a wonderful lady, and I hope that you tune in to hear her shows when she's on. But today, guess what? I'm gonna be the stand-in for this one here. But I want to go down here, and I want to read something from... it's called The Lamp, from Matthew 5:14-16. It says, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." I really like that, you know, because I'm always telling people, you know, the best way to, you know, look, when we talk about Jesus and we talk about the Bible, we're not trying to convert anyone, you know, we're not trying to force our beliefs on anyone else, but to shine our light. And if there's anything good from that light that shined, then more than likely, maybe somebody might want to try to adopt that, you know. That's the best way to be a teacher, you know. I just think that the world that we live in right now, it needs more people to shine their light, you know. Stay true in your faith and just shine a light. Live the life, you know. Live it like you talk it. And then that way, you know, people will see and they'll see how wonderful your life is. And then they're more likely to be, you know, leaded towards God than they would have otherwise. You know, we live in a strange world today. You know, sometimes it's not a cool thing to talk about God or Jesus, you know. It's not cool to talk about the Bible. People just, they miss the message, you know. They just, you know, for whatever reason, this world that we live in likes to overshadow anything that's good. So anything that talks about good. But if you listen to what Jesus said in that parable, the lamp, you know, he's talking about shining your light to the world. You know, don't hide it under the bowl, so to speak. Put it out there. You can see your bowl. You can see everybody else in the room gets to share that light. And you basically lead by example. Now, I'm probably taking that more in-depth than, you know, what Jesus said. But Jesus was, you know, he's the one that said it, you know. And so, I'm just trying to point out that, you know, if things are overcomplicated in your life, And you run across something like this and you think about it, you know, you can't save the whole world by yourself. It's not your job. But if you do the best job that you can, you shine that light, you'll be a lighthouse, so to speak, to all the people out there on the stormy seas. And you give them an opportunity to see their safety over there. And that's what I think he was talking about. You know, you shine your light and that's how you glorify your Father in heaven. That to me says a lot. You know, and so, you know, with that said, there's a lot of parables that Jesus used to explain a lot of different things. And, you know, it made it easy for everyone to understand. Kind of find myself trying to talk in something, the similar parallels, you know, something to to compare to the message that I'm trying to get across. Of course, I'm obviously not Jesus. I don't claim to be, nor would I, you know, ever think that I would even be worthy enough to be. But nonetheless, I got the message. I learned what he was talking about, and that's why I feel that I'm a Christian is because I got the message. And, you know, I want people to understand, you know, this world that we live in is, like I said, is a strange world. You know, he had one that he talked about the wheats and the chaff, you know, not to go out there and chop down the weeds, the chaff. I'm getting that all messed up. I'll have to Google it up, the exact terminology. But either way, he was talking about not chopping down the weeds, because in the process of chopping down the weeds, you might get some of the good stuff, too. Besides that, if you're shining your light and you're being the best that you can and you're helping people out, you're more than likely going to rub off on people, you know. And who knows, you might be that one shining light that actually guides somebody towards the light, you know, and actually you know, turns their life around. You know, it's like the deeds that you do, going out helping homeless people, and you give them food, and you just out of kindness of your heart, because you have extra and you've been blessed, that you go out and you share with somebody else, you know. That's what I believe Jesus was talking about. That's the message that I got. Anyway, in Matthew 7:1-5, it talks about the speck and the log parable. It says, "Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you see, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at a speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me take that speck out of your eye,' when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye." If you think about that, you know, think about what he's saying. You know, we go out there and we see people doing a lot of terrible things, but we're not in any position to judge, because none of us are perfect. We've all done things. We've all made mistakes. You know, it said, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." It wasn't talking about, you know, one person being worse than the other. And that's what's amazing about this whole story. You know, for whatever you think about the Bible or who written it or whatever, some of the words of wisdom that were spoken in that book so many years ago are really good words to live by. If you take the Ten Commandments and it says, "Thou shalt not kill," you know, there's a good reason for that. You know, you don't want to kill nobody, and chances are you kill somebody, they want to come back, and somebody wants to come back and kill you, vice versa, you know. "Thou shalt not steal." You don't want nobody taken from you. So why would you take from somebody else? You know, there's so many, you know, of the Ten Commandments. We could go through and list them all and talk about, you know, good reasons why those are good things to live by. You know, essentially what they all boil down to is do no harm and keep the glory where it belongs, to God, you know. And so, you know, with that said, there's a lot to learn from that book that a lot of people despise. You know, when you talk about taking the plank out of your eye, or, you know, judging people, you know, you look at somebody who's homeless and they're poor and they don't have nice clothes and you're dressed all nice and fancy. You've been blessed. If you got those luxuries that other person doesn't have, you've been blessed. And you shouldn't look down upon those people because they fall. Help them, you know. And when you have it to give, and you give it willingly, not for glory. You know, that's one of the things that Jesus talked about. Don't pray for glory, because if you pray for glory before man, you already got your reward. You won't get no reward in heaven for that. You know, you pray because you really mean it. You know, you do something kind because you really mean it. You give to your church because you really mean it. You know, you give to a perfect stranger because you really mean it. You don't do it for glory. You don't do it for something in return. And that's what I believe Jesus taught. You know, Jesus in Matthew 9:16-17 said it was about the new cloth, old garment. said no one sews a patch on no one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch will pull away from the garment, making the tear worse. Neither do people pour new wine into old wineskins. If they do, the skin will burst, the wine will run out, and the wineskins will be ruined. No, they pour new wine into a new wineskin, and both are preserved. You know, it's a lot of what we're lot of what he talked about was basic common sense. You know, a lot of what he said, you know, going back to the weeds and the chaff or whatever. I'm going to have to Google that up because I know I'm getting that wrong. But either way, you know, don't cut down the weeds because you'll tear down the good as well. That's what a lot of these parables talked about. And it was wise, because whenever he talked this way, you know, people wondered why it is he talks this way. You know, in culture, you have these stories that have morals to them, you know. There's a moral to the story or whatever. And if you listen to these stories, I can't even remember for the life of me what those are actually called. If somebody in the chat room knows what I'm talking about, please post it. You know, I'm kind of doing this on the fly. Beverly, she does a little bit of research, and she's really good at what she does. She wants to have a, you know, good organized message, and I just let it flow. You know, that's kind of like by the seat of my pants anyway. Anyway, the one in Matthew 12:24, the divided kingdom. And it says, but when the Pharisees heard this, they said, it is only by Beelzebul that the prince of demons that this fellow drives out demons. Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and every city or every household divided against itself will not stand. If Satan drives out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then can his kingdom stand? And if I drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do you people drive them out? So then they will be your judges. But if it is by the Spirit of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or again, how can anyone enter a strong man's house and carry off all his possessions unless he first ties up the strong man? Then he can plunder his house. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. That's a whole lot in that right there. But you see, here in the world today, we've got our houses are divided amongst each other. You see families falling apart. And how are you going to be strong for your family if you can't even be strong for yourself? So if you get a spiritual grounding with your Creator, with God, whatever you call God or whatever you believe, if you have over crazy things, political ideology or religious points of view or disagreements or whatever, our house is falling down around us. And that's what I believe Jesus was talking about. You can't claim that it's the devil, you know, fighting against himself to destroy, because he's just said that. You know, a divided house can't stand. So if he's fighting against himself, his kingdom can't stand. So he uses us to do that. He uses us to divide each other. He uses us apart. Countries and all these different things that you see going out there, that's what I'm talking about. I believe that's what Jesus was talking about. So, you know, it's hard for me to, you know, basically put this in the exact perspective of what Jesus did, because I can't even compare to what Jesus did, you know. But I believe he gave us all the power. I believe he gave us all the wisdom. I believe he gave us all the gifts necessary to go out there and minister to the rest of our brothers and sisters out there, to help each other, to be good caretakers of one another, to take care of every bit of gifts that we've been gifted, you know. This world that we live in is a true blessing. And if we took care of it properly, we would ensure that nobody does without. This world is so incredibly amazing. It is a self-contained biosphere of epic proportion. It has every single thing necessary in order to... And so, you know, with that said, I'm going to take a quick song break right here. I'm going to play a couple songs for you, give you some time to think about the songs and the things that we're talking about here today. But you're listening to The Hope Show, and old Shaziz is hosting it today. Beverly's out and about. You know, she was helping her mom out today. So stay tuned. Okay, so since I butchered it so many times, I finally found it. It's the weeds amongst the wheat, Matthew 13:24-30. So Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servants came together until the harvest. At that time, I will tell the harvester, first collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned, then gather the wheat to bring into my barn. So, you know, that kind of, it talks about, you know, not just, you know, how you harvest it's when you're out there in life and you got a lot of people like to say there's a lot of bad people in this world and you know, should you go cut them all down? No, you don't do that. You can be that shining example. You know, you could be that light that I was talking about earlier, and, you know, maybe bring them into the light. You know, other than that, you know, that's you don't tear down the bad, you know, to save the good. In the process, you might tear down the good, is what he was trying to say there. But anyway, going back through this deal, let me read this one here out. This is the sower by Matthew 13:1-23. It said this is prior to that one. So that same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it, while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told many things in parables, saying, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and birds came along and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It came to him and asked him, why do you speak to the people in parables? He replied, because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has given to you, but not to them. Whoever has will be given more, and they will have the an abundance. Whoever does not have even what they have will be taken from them. This is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing they did not see, though hearing they do not hear or understand. In them is fulfilled the prophecies of Isaiah. You will be ever hearing but never understanding. You will be ever seeing but never perceiving. For this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. For truly I tell you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see but did not see it, and hear what you hear but did not hear it. Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their heart. This is the seed sown along the path. The seed falling along the rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with the joy, but since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. The seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of his life and deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. But the seed falling in good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. This is the one who produces a crop yielding 130 times what was sown. And basically, you know, it's the same thing. You know, whenever you're talking about how we live our lives, you know, if you plant good seeds, you'll grow good things in this world. If you're careless about what you do, and you don't stay focused on what you do, you know, that's when things start to get hard. And you know, I know that I'm not good at doing this right here. But if I put a message out there and you understand it and you get something from that message, that's what I believe he was talking about. If you don't get nothing from that message, if you that seed would grow in their hearts, and they would learn from that, and they would spread that, you know, seed to others. You know, it's kind of like what I do with the Mad Science Show. I want to speak in such simple terminology that everyone can understand, because I want you to know that it works. I want you to know how it works. I want you to know that you can replicate it and such. That's pretty much what Jesus was doing. You know, not everybody's a scholar. Not everybody is a professor. Not everybody's a mad science guy or whatever. But if you explain to your brothers and sisters out there, they have their own talents, they have their own gifts, they have their own understanding. And when you can put that into words that they can understand using a story, a parable that, you know, has a moral message to it, and if they get that moral message, and it betters their life, it makes their life better. It gives them the strong roots in that soil that that plant can grow strong and healthy. Plants and becomes a tree so that the birds come and perch on its branches. And that's, once again, how you plant that seed, how you make it grow. But he also said that if you had the faith of a mustard seed, you could move mountains. You know, Jesus said a lot of stuff. You know, that's all you need is a little bit of faith. And it's amazing what can be done. Because as far as I'm concerned, our God created no trash, only treasure. That means you are blessing. You are special. You know, there might be a million people with your same name, but there's not ever going to be another one of you. There's not going to be somebody who can do and say and act the way that you do. You're that unique. You are one of a kind in a massive sea of sand pebbles. For every grain of sand out there, each one of you is all significant. Each one of you is that individual. I believe that's the way our Creator made us. Made us that special. And that makes you really important. And you are more powerful than you give yourself credit for. You're more powerful than you can possibly imagine. Jesus, God said in Genesis that He created man in His own image. That says a lot. You know, words are powerful. You think about those words, what it means to be created in God's image. That's pretty powerful. You know, and so with that said, don't let this world beat down on you. Don't let this world talk negativity into your spirit, because whenever you're trying to grow that seed, instead of throwing them on the rocks or amongst the thorns, plant that seed in good soil. And tend to it, you know, properly. And so, when that seed grows, it gives you a strong foundation. You know, if you call yourself a Christian and you root yourself, you know, strongly in the soil, then you can stand against all this. You can stand against all the storms and, you know, the birds standing on your branches and such. And, you know, you'll be able to make it through this thing that we call life. It's really amazing. You know, Matthew 13:44, hidden treasure. Said the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. I'll let you figure that one out for yourself. But, you know, I love these parables. I love the way that Jesus talked to people. I believe these words. You know, I know what the controversies are in this world. I know that, you know, the devil, he's the great deceiver. That's one of his big deals right there. Get good at deceiving, you know, lie to you, steal from you. The enemy came here to lie, steal, kill, and cheat and destroy all that is good. And that's why people, without taking a first look, might never, you know, take that first look. They'll never take a second look. Maybe some people take a first look and, you know, they don't understand, and so they'll never take a second look. They miss the message. And that's a sad thing, you know, because they are so incredibly, you know, important to the overall scheme of things. I always say on the Knights of the Round Table show about how we're all pieces of a puzzle, and we all need to realize that as a piece of that puzzle, it would take our piece with all these other pieces in order to get the big picture, to see that glory of creation that we're part of. It's amazing. And, you know, if we could just realize that, you know, we would understand. I'm going to play another song for you. Yeah, sorry about the beginning of that song right there. I forgot to push the lock talk button on. I let the doggone microphone on. Anyway, so, you know, with that said, this has been a really fast hour right here. I hope y'all enjoyed today's show. I hope I didn't butcher too bad. Beverly usually does a really good one, and kind of flying by the seat of my pants here. But I'm going to leave you with this last one right here, this last parable. And I will post the link inside the chat room for you folks that are interested in these. It says the lost sheep. It Matthew 18:10-14 said, "See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven. What do you think? If a man owns 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, will he not leave the 99 on the hill and go to look for the one that has wandered off? And if he finds it, truly I tell you, he is happier about the one sheep that he that wandered off. He is happy about the one sheep than about the 99 that did not wander off. In the same way, your Father in heaven is not willing that any of these little ones should perish." It means you're that important. It's that simple. Folks, you've been listening to The Hope Show, and I hope you enjoyed it. So take care. Peace and love to everybody. I'll leave you with this last song right here.
So many days I listened to the voice inside my head. Never thought that I'd be someone who could be misled. I wanted the mirror to show me something I could not see. I needed explanations for expectations I could never reach. I know I'm not the only one who's ever cried for help, and Jesus did for me what I could not do myself. He changed. Like you just feel like giving up. I know it's hard to see through what this world will tell you, 'cause misconceptions or false reflections will never be the truth. Just know you're not.